Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We continue going through the book of Philippians. You know, we saw in yesterday's episode, the previous episode, whenever you listened to it, right? You may binge listen. I don't know. But hey, by the way, I do appreciate you joining with us. I do appreciate you listening. Do take a time, some moment, to share this with your family and your friends and whoever, social media and all that kind of stuff. Tell them about this podcast. Haven't mentioned that recently, and every time I do, we get a bit of a bump in participation, so I thank you so much for that. But really encourage folks to join with us. Show them how to do it. You know, it's still sort of a new technology to most people, and they don't realize that you can access all this stuff on computers and tablets and your phone and your Apple TV and your Fire devices. I mean, it's all sorts of things. It's just amazing how you can access podcasts. And so however you do it, help them with that, okay? So in our previous episode, we saw that Paul was really encouraging the folks in Philippi, and he was doing it by letting them know, hey, my circumstances here have really, really turned out for the greater progress of the gospel. They had already heard rumors, and they would have known that he was in prison. And you can imagine, you know, some people will be saying this, some people are going to be saying that. Just sort of place ourselves in that today, folks. If a guy that we really respected as a Bible teacher or as an evangelist, as a pastor or whatever it is, that we find out that he's in prison, I would dare say that most of us, our immediate reaction would be, what did he do wrong? You know, would be to go to the negative. And then you find out that it was for the sake of the cause of Christ. Most of us said, well, that doesn't happen in our society that much. Well, no, it does. Okay, it does. And it's going to be happening more and more and more. And so he's just letting them know what's happening, what's going on. So let me read these three verses again. It's Philippians chapter 1, verses 12 through 14 that we covered last time. Now, I want you to know, brethren, that my circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel, so that my imprisonment in the cause of Christ has become well known throughout the whole Praetorian Guard and to everyone else, and that most of the brethren, trusting in the Lord because of my imprisonment, have far more courage to speak the word of God without fear. So the circumstances turned out that the gospel is being heard by more people of the Praetorian Guard. The folks within that society, and we believe it's in Rome right here, have heard about this guy and want to know why he's in there. And then they tell why he's in there. And what this guy says, that is a proclamation of the gospel. Isn't that exciting? But then also for the brethren, that they now have courage to speak the word of God without fear because of the example of Paul. And you say, man, that's great. Everything's going along wonderful, right? Well, the next verse. So Paul says this, but then the next verse starts off with the word, some, to be sure, are preaching Christ even from envy and strife, but some also from good will. Wow. Now think about this, folks. Consider this for a moment. Paul is acknowledging and telling them what's going on. He said that we have people who are preaching Christ from envy and strife, but some also from goodwill. Apparently, what was being preached about Christ was accurate, was correct, was true. But some people's preaching and their motivation was impure. And their motivation that we see right here is twofold, envy and strife. Envy and strife. What are they envious over? Well, let's read the next the balance of the sentence. Again, this is one sentence broken over three verses. So, some, to be sure, are preaching Christ, even from envy and strife, but some also from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition rather than pure motives, thinking to cause me distress in my imprisonment. Oh, gosh. And we think the type of chicanery that takes place within church leadership is new, right? Well, I hear you got the same thing happening. So here's the bottom line we need to rejoice over, that Jesus Christ is being proclaimed. the gospel is being proclaimed. Some people were doing it out of goodwill, and he describes them as doing it out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. So these people are literally picking up the mantle. They know that Paul is in prison. They know that he's speaking forth the truth, that God's doing things, but he's limited geographically. Okay, there's things that he can't do because he's in jail, folks. These folks are picking up the baton, and they're running with it. And they are proclaiming and preaching the Lord Jesus Christ because they know that Paul is called to defend the gospel. And so they are defending it. But then there's another group that are seizing the moment, okay? And he says that this group, that they proclaim Christ, they are proclaiming Christ, but they do it out of selfish ambition rather than pure motives. Well, what selfish ambition could they be having? There was several, as a matter of fact. Paul's in jail, so in their mind, who's going to pick up the mantle? Who's going to pick up and have the baton passed to him and leadership? Who's going to be the top dog now? And so they're seeking for that. They have selfish ambition, impure motives of exalting themselves. But then there's a second thing, and this is just really nasty, folks. And Paul tells them exactly what it is. Thinking to cause me distress in my imprisonment. They thought that not only would they be exalted, but that it would cause Paul distress, that it would jab him, that it would get at him, that it would goad him, that it would so bother him. And I love the way he expresses it right here. Thinking to cause me distress in my imprisonment. They thought that it would cause him distress, thereby exalting them, thereby making them look good. They're the pure ones. They're the ones that are out here doing the right thing, ultimately reaching to the point where obviously Paul must have done something because he is in prison, by the way. This kind of stuff, folks, goes on day in and day out within the organizational church, even within the true body of Christ, professors, the true believers. This kind of stuff comes. We should not be surprised. The New Testament has several examples of the creepers that you see in Jude, these that creep in, and their motivations are totally selfish. Okay, they're impure. We're not to be surprised. We're not to be shocked at all. The great thing is that they are proclaiming Christ. And in the same way that if Balaam's a great example. Balaam's ass talked to him and corrected him. If the Lord can speak through an ass like that, he can speak through people like this. I sort of hate to diss the poor animal, okay? But it's the same type of thing. The Lord uses it. He uses it. And so let me just read the whole thing again. We'll be done. Paul says this, some, to be sure, are preaching Christ even from envy and strife. Yeah, one last thought. Notice envy and strife. There was strife and division in their heart. And I think they were actually wanting to create strife and division where they could rise above it. But some are also preaching Christ from goodwill. The latter, the goodwill, do it out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. The former, the ones that are preaching Christ from envy and strife, proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition rather than pure motives, thinking to cause me distress in my imprisonment. There's so much, folks, that do what they claim is preaching, do what they claim is proclaiming, but it's all out of envy, it's all out of strife, it's all out of selfish ambition, selfish motivation, usually oriented around pride, prestige, position, power, and money, okay? It's rampant within the body. We need to repent and press on. Again, I'm Dale. I'll see y'all again next time.